Welcome to another Create Connection Youth Podcast. Today, we are talking with Executive Director of the Copper River Basin Child Advocacy Center, Gina Hoke. Gina, the best way to fight abuse in Alaska is to try to prevent it from happening. How does your organization do for prevention in the communities you serve?
That's a really good question. Aside from the core work of services that provide that are usually intervention services, a lot of the prevention approaches that we've taken is through schools and through other community events, whether through our several different smaller communities that throughout the Copper River and obviously the city of Valdez. It may differ from place to place, but the types of services we provide is information on mandatory reporter training, how to report, what to report, especially with our staff that may not be very familiar with. And a lot of times that, you know, that takes place with supports that teachers otherwise may not have had as far as knowing what to do. The other part too is personal safety and education for kids, elementary kids. And then we have middle and high school student programs that may help, especially around Teen Dating Violence Prevention Month. And in collaboration with other local services that we are able to provide the information so that both adults and kids know what to look for. Again, it's the job of adults to protect kids, but it's also good for kids to have the information so that they're able to speak.
Can you share with us some of the most rewarding things you do as an advocate for children?
Personally, I love working with children, but in this type of work, I think one of the things that we see is if we've had worked with a family or a child that was going through some really tough time based on the maltreatment allegations, that maybe several years down the road, you see them as young adults or even as adults and really like flourishing in their environment and community, then you know that you've probably may have helped in some way, you know, with providing services and or supports that maybe they couldn't have gotten elsewhere. But a lot of times when we think of these particular events and, you know, trauma experiences that kids go through, it does not mean that it ends there. That may mean that this is a way for us to now help, you know, hopefully lead a trauma-free life thereafter.
What would you say to kids and families who might be afraid to report abuse to the authorities?
There are different ways that you can report abuse. There are ways actually that you can be an anonymous reporter. It feels as a very scary situation to have to report something, especially if it's something that you are not sure about, that you know you don't have any evidence. Again, you're not the investigator. Your job is just report what you know. And then from there, the investigator's job is to make sure that they do the rest of the work to find out what happened.
Can you share information or resources available to children and families in Alaska?
Okay, so some of the services provided or resources that we have locally is some of the stuff I talked about with the school prevention activities and some other family events. And that depends per community. Like different communities like to do different things. But one of the things that we've been doing every year is the Go Blue Day event, which is kind of like a walk around the community here in Valdez. We also do it up in Glen Allen, which is to bring awareness for Child Abuse Prevention Month, which is April. Again, I like to remind people that April is not the only time we want to be aware of child abuse. We want to keep that year round, but it's really a statewide and nationwide movement. And a lot of our CECs throughout the state participate in that.